Okay, so we'll just do something short. So the beginning of the back to the beginning of the parsha to Yitro. So Yitro gives Moshe a list of qualities that are necessary for leaders, right? He says, right, you should find Anshei Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emet, Tonei Vatsa, right? Right now, much has been made of the fact that not all these qualities are repeated, right, are repeated afterwards, highlighting the fact that Moshe may not have succeeded in finding people who have every single one of these qualities, because, you know, the bar was pretty high. So what exactly does it mean, right? Because it seems to be what he's pointing out here, right? It provides insight into what an ideal leader is, right? Obviously, he's coming up with a list, even if you can't find all of them. So what are they? So there's a right, just a short thought, right, which comes from the Midrash, is Anshei Chayil. What is Anshei Chayil? So Rashi says Anshei Chayil means rich. Now, why is rich important? So Rashi says the reason is, specifically for judges at least, and leaders generally, it's not that rich per se, right? Meaning, it's weird, right? Like, the other ones, okay, they're Anshei Emet, they're truthful, fine. I mean, that's a quality, but why should they be rich? So Rashi says it's not about rich per se. It's because they have no need to... right, flatter people, to show recognition to people, meaning they're not dependent on other people, right? And that is ideal, right? Meaning, it's not their fault, but one of the, and this is, you know, a very hard-nosed view by Chazal, but it's very true, which is, at the end of the day, it's very nice to say that leaders should be independent no matter what, but if they're not actually independent, they depend on other people for their jobs, then there's a limit to what they can say and how they can say it, right? And leaders who have the strength of character to really... There's some people are strong enough to say, I'll say what's right and do what's right, even if it means I'll lose my job. But a lot of people, that's hard. Admittedly, that's just difficult. So that's a very pragmatic one. But there's another fascinating day in Midrash. And so Rabbi Elazar Modai in Midrash says, no, it's Anshei Avtacha. What's Avtacha? So this is a weird formulation, but I think it's very important. Right? You could say it's just people who are trustworthy, right? That you can trust in them, right? Liftoach bahem. But it might be slightly different, which is people you can trust in them, and therefore avtacha, they, right, it's active. They inspire confidence in others, right? The Bad Kodesh, they say, well, what exactly does it mean? So he notes that, right, he fleshes it out by pointing to the last parak in Mishlei. What's the last parak in Mishlei? Eshet Chayil Miyimsa. Eshet Chayil, the last parak of Mishlei. You didn't know that? Okay. Right? So he notes that there's a seeming contradiction. Right? The first pasuk says, Eshet Chayil Miyimsa. Who can find a woman of valor? Which implies... it's rare, right? It's very hard to find. Then what does it say later on in the same parak? Rabot banot asu chayel. All these women have done valor. She says, well, what's the difference? So he says, the difference is osei chayel versus anshei chayel. There are people who do things that are trustworthy, that are good. Those type of people are great. But people who do good things but also do bad things, right? So they do good things, but can you trust them? And do they inspire confidence in others? No, because maybe they do good things 75% of the time, but you're always wondering if it's the other 25% when you're dealing with them. But to be a person, an Eshet Chayel or Anshei Chayel, to be someone who is trustworthy, and everyone looks at you and says, oh, everything they do is trustworthy, right? Therefore, I can trust them. Therefore, they inspire confidence in me, right? Right? They can get me to do things because I trust them. Right? That's different than having Chayel, right? Than doing Chayel. It's being an Ish Chayel, right? So he says that that's what's going on here. Right, is that the quality of leader that he's looking for is not just somebody who does good things. It's someone who consistently does the right thing. Because if someone consistently does the right thing, you can trust them and they inspire confidence in others. People can be inspired by them, right? Because it's not just they can say, thank you, you did something good for me. Everyone can do that, but those aren't good leaders. Leaders are the people that we say, you always do good things, and therefore, right, I can put my faith in you for the long term rather than appreciate what you do for me, right? Now, it's interesting, right? In the end of the day, the cynical read of the other day that Rashi quotes and the less cynical read, they do share something in common, right? Which is that what does a leader need to be? Someone who you can consistently depend on to do the right thing, right? In the end of the day, that's clearly what the Bat Kodesh is saying within Reel Ezer Modai, that Anshei Chayel is not those who do good, but those who consistently do good, and therefore can be trusted and inspired confidence. But if you think about it, the other day in Chazal are getting to the same point, right? Which is, most people who aren't rich still do the right thing most of the time, right? But what's the problem? That when it gets really, really hard, because their job is on the line, and if they take a stand now, they'll lose their job. That's when someone who's not independently wealthy, that's when you're worried that they are being, right, that they're subject to politics, that they're dependent on others, right? Being independently wealthy means that not only can you do the right thing most of the time, but even when there's a lot on the line, you have the resources to do it. Now, again, that's a less idealistic version, but both of them, I think, are getting to a similar point, which is that in the end of the day, ideally, a leader shouldn't be someone who's good and means well, right? But someone who you can count on always, because even that 5%, 10% is actually important to get that level of trust, right? And like, just Ladugma, right? When I talk to people, and you know, I've talked a lot over the last year with people in Toronto who are telling me they're very priced, right? One of the reasons that Ari Price was such a respected leader for so long, right? From, like, he moved to Toronto in the 30s, and he died in, like, 94 or something, was that he was also independently wealthy, right? Like, on the side, he was a real estate mogul, right? And therefore, he was known for not caring what anybody said, right? He always said what he thought was right, and, you know, having done his drush out right now for a year, I'm almost finished with the first round of drush out for the year, so much of his drush out are devoted to criticizing people who either sympathetic but criticizing or harsh about people who unfortunately are leaders and mean well but are subject to not well-meaning lay leaders, right, who hold their salary on the line, or criticizing the lay leaders who treat rabbis who want to. Remember, he's writing in the Toronto in the 40s, 50s when it was a big fight. Are people going to keep kosher? Are they going to keep Shabbos? Are they going to educate their kids in Torah? The same fights as you had in America, just, you know, a little bit more conservative. Small C. And Reddy says the problem is that a lot of the leaders, as well-meaning as they are, they don't have the resources to stand up for these really, really, really hard things. And one of the things that people respect about him was because he happened to be a forceful personality, but also well off, right? People knew that he was never afraid, right? And so it's true. Again, is everyone going to be lucky enough to be wealthy? No, right? But the point of both sheets, I think, at the end of the day, that the ideal leader are not just the people who do good and mean well, but the people that can actually be counted on, either for Rashi and that day in Chazal, for pragmatic reasons, they just don't have the need to kowtow to what people say, or Elazar Modai, simply, as understood by the Bat Kodesh, simply that's what it means to be an Ish Chayel rather than an Osei Chayel. Right? And that quality of consistency seems to be what's clearly needed for a leader, and that's what I think being highlighted, okay?